40 days of unending display of supernatural. This 2016 is going to be the greatest year you have seen since you were born. Jubilee means freedom. During the season of Jubilee, one of the things that God does is to cancel every form of debt. He cancels every financial debt. There are people that came in here, you are in debt. And there are people who are going to watch us and hear us by tapes. You are in some form of debt. By the supernatural hand of God, we are rolling that burden away for you. That's one of the miracles of Jubilee. Jubilee has a number of things that God does. But one of the debts that he cancels is the debt of sin.
Glory be to the name of Jesus. God makes a memorial of people who sacrificed to move his kingdom forward. And let me say this because I know that many people don't understand it. I get the questions all the time. And if you're not yet a matured believer, I'm sure you have asked this question. And even if you're a matured Christian, you have had times in your life when you ask such questions. Why do we have evil on the earth? Why do we have babies dying? Where is God when all these evil things are happening on the earth? And sometimes you even see bad things happen to good people. And people wonder, if God is there and is all powerful, how come this thing? That accident that happened there and the trailer caught fire and 16 cars were burned. Where is God? You're not the only one asking. The worst one is that you get to orthopedic hospital, you see people's legs hanging. They are still alive. You see some at the point of death. And everybody's crying and calling on God. And yet you hardly feel the presence of God in that place. You hardly feel the anointing there. Unless somebody that has it takes it there. Why do we have evil? Because there is Satan. Okay, even if there is Satan, God is stronger. Why does he allow him? Let me explain something now, because this thing, failure to understand it, has hindered a lot of people who should be ruling and having dominion, especially financially, and they are not, and they don't know why. They think the problem is God. God wants you to prosper. There is another force in the universe that hates your gods and will do anything to stop you. God wants you to prosper. Show them, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospereth. Every of this time, this ending of October, November, we are going to be back on this subject too. Next year, we're going to be back on it. If you notice how the ministry operates, we focus on all the essentials of the gospel. But this period, we're going to be back on this subject. Because if it's not important, why is it that you spend 6 days out of every 7 days in a week focusing on your work, your career, your business? I wish above all things. I wish above every other thing. Above every other thing. How can God say this? Above every other thing, that you prosper. One of the things he wishes for you is that you be healthy. And then the third is that your soul will prosper. So your soul prospering means that you are spiritual. You are growing in the things of God. You are growing in the anointing. You are walking in godliness. Your health prospering is that you are living healthy. You are not sick. But after that, the third most important thing God wants for you is financial abundance. Three things he wants more than any other thing, above every other thing for you. Three. One is your spiritual well-being. Because what is the use if you have all the money and still go to hell? Second is your physical well-being. Health. What's the use if you have all the money and your kidneys are packed up? But third is your financial well-being. Then, who is now causing the trouble? It's not God. It's Satan. Show them another scripture. Show them. God has pleasure, the book of Psalm, in the prosperity of his servants. Many years ago, you know, I used to have this other mentality. I just hate that area. I just want to serve God. Even when I give, I say, I'm not giving to get anything, no. Not in God's word. Every seed has a harvest. I'm not giving, no. I just want to give because I love God. Stop deceiving yourself. God himself is customer minded. He has reward for everything he commands us to do. The Bible said, whosoever that will come to God must first believe that he exists, that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. That's why all through the scripture, every scriptural principle has a result that he creates. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. How many of you favor the kingdom here? You want God's kingdom to prosper. Let me see your hand. The Bible says such people, if you truly want God's cause, God's mission on the earth to prosper, you should be glad. You should shout for joy. Why? Let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which has pleasure, what? In the prosperity of his servant. You don't want your pastor to have a good car. You are thinking contrary to God. You don't want a Christian to be blessed. Your thinking is anti-God's thinking. God wants his children to prosper. God wants his servants to prosper. Say, no, I know that he's a real man of God because you see how he treks to church and trek back. That shows that he's humble. No, he's not humble. Poverty is not a sign of humility. There are poor people that are stubborn. There are poor people that are vulgar. There are poor people that are wicked. They oppress their fellow poor. There are poor people that are proud. There are even beggars that are proud. When you don't give them, they will not open the other side of their mouth. Poverty and spirituality are not twin sisters. For example, let me show you an example. Show Job chapter 1. The holiest man in the whole of the East at that time. The devil was asked to come and examine him. And look at the testimony. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. That man was perfect and upright. Perfect and upright. And he's somebody that feared God and avoids evil. Look at verse 2. And there was born unto him 7 sons, 3 daughters, so 10 kids. Women used to try in those days. Okay, look at his wealth. His substance was 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, and the Bible is taking time to give record of somebody's wealth. If this thing is not important to God, it took time to list what Abraham owned. They took time to list Solomon's wealth. They took time to list. Ah, look at 500 yoke. He has told you that the man is a perfect man. The man is a godly man. The man is somebody that fears God. The man avoids evil. Now, he moves over to another side. So, when he said, I wish above all things that you prosper, be in health, even as your soul prospereth. The first thing he told us about Job is the prosperity of his soul, his spiritual health. The man is spiritually sound. Now, he moves to another side for you to see the picture of a blessed man. He's not just blessed spiritually. He moves to another side. He's dealing with his finances, his wealth. And he said, he has 500 yokes of oxen, 500 she asses, and a very great household. So that this man was the greatest of all the men of the East. The wealthiest man in the East was also the holiest man, a godly man, and a man that fears God. You would think if somebody has prosperity, he cannot be godly. Who told you that? And of course, the devil was called in to examine the guy. If you check the next verse, the devil came and the devil was telling God. I know why he's very loyal. He's serving you. It's because you have blessed him. There was a day the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord and Satan came among the angels, you can see. And the devil, yes, go on. The devil said to the Lord, the Lord said to Satan, where did you come? He said, Satan answered the Lord from going to and fro in the earth and walking up and down. You see, he doesn't have address. Today he's in Lagos, tomorrow in Abba. Just looking for who to devour. He's looking for somebody who didn't lock his door, who left the door open, who is not under protection. So he can attack. Anyway, look at what he told God. He said, and the Lord said to Satan, have you considered my servant Job? Because the best person to test, if you want to know how good a person is, Satan, ask the devil. You know, he will bring Mr. Devil here. He said, come to church this Sunday. Come and check all these people that attend church here. Tell us who is godly and who is not. He knows now because he's the one that supplies temptation. He knows who. He's the one that supplies the forbidden apple. So he knows who ate and who didn't. Have you considered my servant Job that there is none like him in the earth? A perfect man, an upright man. This is God describing a human being. This is what God said about Job. A perfect man, an upright man. One that fears God and avoids evil. God Almighty testifying of a human being. And do you know what Satan said? The next verse. He said, does Job fear God for nothing? Anybody will fear God if you give him the kind of money you gave the guy. Next verse. Has thou not made a hedge around him, around his house, and around all that he has on every side? Take note. The protection of God is around the man, around his family, and around everything he has. That's why the devil was not able to take him out. So finally, he pushed God to give him the permission to take away the wealth and see what Job would do. Do you see? It's not God that destroys people's wealth. It's Satan. Anyway, he was given the permission to do that and he did it. He destroyed everything that Job owned. Instead of the guy backsliding, because that's what he was expecting. The guy became more addicted in worship. You know, one of the statements that Job made is, though he slays me, he's talking about God. He said, though he slays me, yet will I trust him. Everyone said that. Though he slays, yet will I trust. I have another way I say it. Even if God doesn't bless me further, the one he has done is enough to trust him till the end of my life. Even if he doesn't give me a car, doesn't give me anything, that my salvation is enough. He died for me on the cross is enough. But the truth is, the man wishes above everything, not only that I'm saved and I'm spiritual, he also wants money in my bank. And that's what he wants for you. You know, I used to have problem with this. I didn't believe that God really wants the best for me. I used to have struggles growing up as a young Christian. And when the Lord asked me the same question Jesus asked his disciples, which of you parents, your child will ask you for bread, you give him stone? They said, no parent will do that. Or your child will ask you for fish, you give him snake. He said, no parent will do that. And Jesus turned. You can show them the scripture. He said, if you, being evil, with all our fallen nature, know how to give good things to our children. Good things to our children. How much more shall your heavenly Father, who is better than us, give good things to them that ask him? If ye being evil, with all the wickedness in men, you know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? You are not as good as God. You are not as kind as him. You are not as lovely as him. Yet, see how nice you can be to your own kids. And you forget that you are his own kids.
You forget that you are his own child.
Okay. So people ask, if God is that nice, and he is that good, and he is that powerful, what is wrong now? I need to explain to you. Because I'm going to lead you in a prayer now, so you will know why. You see, when he finished creating this earth, out of his benevolence, he turned it over to his son, called Adam, who is our forebears. Actually, the principle is that he gave dominion over the earth to man. And if you don't know what dominion is, it means the right to determine your own destiny. Since that day that God gave Adam dominion, God does not interfere on the earth except he's invited. And this is the reason why human beings need to pray. The implication is, if we don't pray, God does not act. Why? He gave us dominion. If you don't know what dominion is, President Jonathan has handed over dominion over Nigeria to President Buhari. So, even if he is passing a federal road now and he sees the road divided into two, he can't act. Even if he sees problem with NEPA, he can't do anything. It's only the government in office that can invite him for advice or for help. If that one didn't enter, let me give you another illustration of dominion. Britain used to have dominion over this territory. We were a British colony. And that day we got independence, Britain transferred dominion back to Nigerians. So, before we have problem with paying salaries, British government will pay. The Queen will be having a headache in London. Now, when Nigeria is having a financial problem, even though they know, they can't interfere. We are having problems with our education. There is good school in UK. They are very good with education, but they can't interfere. It's only the government here that can invite them to come and help. They can't step in without invitation. Why? It's a superpower. It's a higher power, but they are not in charge. If you don't know who is in charge on the earth, you better get your eyes open. Man is. Genesis chapter 1 said it this way, verse 26, let us and let them. Everyone said that. Let us and let them. What is us? The Trinity. Let us let them. Let us make man. Let them run the earth. Let us create human beings, but let the human beings have dominion over the earth. Let them run the affairs of this world. Whatever they decide their goals. You don't understand. Can you imagine that the children of Israel wanted a king and God didn't want them to have one, but they insisted that they wanted to have it. And he said, Samuel, give them a king. He said they will suffer, they will pay for it, but give them. Do you know that if you want to go to hell, God will respect your wish? Why? Because he gave us the power of choice, the power of the will. He gave us the right to determine our destiny. All through your Bible, this is what you see. Whosoever will it. Whosoever let it. Whosoever. Whosoever. Why is God saying whosoever? Why don't you just impose your will on everybody? No. Dictators do that. God is not a dictator. God waits for us to cooperate with him. Satan sometimes can overrun people's will. God doesn't. If anyone hear my voice and open the door, I will come in. I stand at the door, I'm knocking. How can a whole God be outside knocking? Why can't you just walk in? He won't. If you don't open the door, he will turn and go. If anyone receive him, today he gave the power to become the sons of God. How can a whole God be waiting for us to receive him? Why can't you just walk in? You don't receive him, he walks away and you will perish.
Now, there's something I want you to guys to understand. That's why, if you notice, all the evil that are going on earth happens through human beings. Do you know who the witches are? Human beings. Do you know who the armed robbers are? Human beings. So what is the devil doing? He finds the man that has the dominion and he partners with him. It's not God doing the evil. It's human beings in partnership with Satan. And now God that wants to do good can't do it except he finds people. I don't think you are getting what I'm saying. Why is it that you hear the Almighty God saying, whom shall I send? Who will go for us? Why can't you just go and do what you want to do? He can't until he finds a man. He said, the Lord sought for a man that will stand in the gap so that judgment will not come upon the nation. And if he doesn't find, judgment flows. Something every one of you need to understand. The will of God is rarely done on the earth. Can I say it again? Everyone say, our Father, which art in heaven, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on the earth as it is done in heaven. The will of God is hardly done in the earth. That's why Jesus made it a subject of prayer. So if you see babies dying, that's not God's will, yet it's happening. If you see a woman raped, that's not God's will, yet it's happening. If you see people killed in the middle of their life, that's not God's will, yet it happened. Why does it happen? Because man has dominion on the earth. And certain human beings have chosen to transfer their dominion to evil spirits, to allow the devil use them. Hear me and hear me well. Do you know why evil spirits seek to possess people? Do you know why they want to live in your body? Because they can't do anything here unless they find a human being to use. If a witch comes out here now, in a second, I'll rebuke the spirit of witchcraft. He leaves the person. Now you have the normal human being on one side. You have the spirit of witchcraft out. That spirit of witchcraft can't bite anybody until he can possess a person. There are so many evil spirits on earth and they can't do anything until they come into alignment with a human being. That's why they need some juju priest to project death to somebody, so that person will die. Because it's a human being that has dominion that is giving the devil license on the earth. It's people that are going to the water and invoking the man-made forces and making sacrifices to it, and then they bring it into the earth. Even that demon that is working in your family, your ancestors went and made covenant with those forces. That's how they came in. The devil does not just walk up and down and march on anybody he likes. No. The devil can't do much without people. Okay, let's talk about how he destroyed Job's world. One of the things he did was to send a group of robbers, armed robbers. And they went to where his cattle and raided the cattle, took everything and killed up the people that were looking after the cattle. Human beings. Do you know what amazes me? We are manufacturing all kinds of weapons of defense, weapons of warfare, armored tanks, AK-47, you know, jet bombers, the latest technology in war. Let me ask you, who do we use all those weapons to kill? Human beings. You bomb terrorists, they die. The evil spirits leave. They start looking for new people that will be willing. And that's why God is constantly looking for human body, people that will yield themselves to him so he can use them. I will not be here, God doing what he's doing with my life, if I didn't say yes. I got to that point. I ran for a while, but when I was made to understand, And I realized that God himself is hindered from operating on the earth until he can find a human vessel. Don't you understand? That was why even when he wanted to save us, he had to go through the womb of a woman so he can come here and do that work. If he didn't get a body, he couldn't have. He said, not because he doesn't have the ability, but because the law of dominion he created excludes him out.
It's like Queen Elizabeth wanting to have British people rule Nigeria one more time. And they know that they've given us independence. It will never work. So he orders somebody from the ruling family, maybe one of the prince, to come into Nigeria, marry a Nigerian, live here and have a child here in Nigeria. And then that child is a Nigerian citizen and that child start growing. But they will train the child the way they train a prince in London, because they want him to bring a new type of government here. They send him to the best schools. Finally, he joins a political party. That's what God did when he came here. When God came here, he had to be trained. He had to grow as a baby. He had to be raised as a carpenter. He had to go. And at the age of 30, he came out and began the ministry he was given. At the age of 33, he went and accomplished the ultimate mission, which was to die for us on the cross. Since that day he rose from the dead and returned back to heaven, the program is, who will I send? Who will go for us? Who will surrender his life? Who will make his body available so that the Holy Spirit can fill? So that the same Spirit that lived in Christ, walked through his body and did the work, can live in me, in a Pastor David, and continue the work of God on the earth. Today, if we're going to build a church, God will not build it. He has to find men who will pay the price to see that program done. If souls are going to be won, God will not win them. He has to find men who will pay the price to go out of their world, to talk to people, to invite them to church, to lead them to Christ. If society is going to be changed, God will not change it. The responsibility for this earth is given to man. The problem is, we are trying to transfer back to God the responsibility he gave us. Now, do you see now, if God finds you a covenant keeper, he can put enough money in your hands that he can give one man the wealth that can make 1,000 people millionaires. You put it in one person's hand. Why? He just found one willing and obedient person. God has many children, very few obedient ones. You see what the problem is? That's why in a country like Nigeria, we talk about, we have 90 million Christians, and yet it's hard to get the will of God done. If we have 90 million Christians, what does it take to win the whole country? It means everybody just win two souls. But can you see what is going on? God's people are not carrying out God's purpose. If we ask here now, how many souls you have won this year? So you see a few who understand that one shouldering such a heavy response. Why? Do you now see why God blesses some and doesn't bless some? Because the blessing is based on obedience. It's not based on writing, filling a form. It's not based on talking it. It's based on doing it. Don't ever lose this understanding that you are very important in God's grand plan for this planet. If you don't fill your role, Satan has somebody, and not just one, who will fill that role. And then he will cause destruction, and then we end up lifting our hands. God, where are you?
Where are you? Where are you when all this is happening?
If God does not find partnership with man, the program of God on earth is delayed until he finds it. It will not be defeated forever, but it will be delayed until he finds one. He told Abraham, your seed will be oppressed in the land of Egypt. After 400 years, I will bring them out. 400 years came. The children of Israel were crying in the land of bondage. Nothing happened. 410 years passed. God spoke a word. 10 years delay. The children of Israel were still in bondage. 420 years, they were still in bondage. God said 400 years. Should I show it to you? 430 years, they were still in bondage. Why? There is a man by the name of Moses who God wants to use to bring the deliverance. But this man is out there in the wilderness doing another thing. There are people here now working in the bank and they are pastors. PCJ, I need to say this. And I want to say it so that the rest of you can take note of it and help. Every believer is a king and a priest. And even if you are a bank manager, you are still a priest. That is one side of your calling. There is the other side that is spiritual. It's just for now you are catching fish, but now catch men. It's the same thing. If you can do HR, you are a very good pastor. What you just need is a small anointing on your head. Even with no anointing, you can even do it with that. If you can do marketing, you can do evangelism. Turn all this, your corporate guys, to ministers. You're not even the one turning them. Jesus has made all of them kings and priests. All. You take your kingly part when you go into the marketplace or into politics or whatever. You take your priestly part when you open up the other side to serve God. And when we say turn them into pastor, we don't mean you should resign from your job. We are not talking about full time. 90% of the armies that serve God should be marketplace army, tent makers, professional, and a minister. You're waiting for the plan of God to work. God is waiting for the people to use. So whenever they say they need 5 billion, you see somebody will say, Lord, out of this 5 billion, channel 100 million through me. Lord, I'm trusting you. It's not going to, maybe you sit down, you think the way the kingdom of God moves is God will do it. God will not do it. God gave you dominion. And part of what the dominion requires is, number one, that you rebuke and stop Satan. If you don't stop him, he will do damage. So there are two dimensions to prayer. One is where you address God to do something. If you invite him, he will intervene. The other side is when you use your dominion, your authority to stop the devil. He said, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. This is where the Lord talked to me seriously last night. He said, if you come to Ikeja and finish and you don't teach them this, you have left more than 60% of the work undone. He said, because 80% of human problem dissolves when authority is exercised. I don't think you heard what I said. He said 80%. Do you know what happens in healing? You watch us minister healing, like you watch Pastor Mike in camp meeting. If I want to bring healing to the sick now, all I need to do is just take 2 minutes, rebuke the spirit of infirmity, the spirit of torment. 80% of the sicknesses here will wipe. It is just about 20% you need to use the healing anointing to deal with. Do you know why it's like that? Majority of the problems tormenting people as evil spirits. They brought a man that is blind. You know, science will always find a name for it. Cataract. Glaucoma. They find one name and create. Jesus looked at him and said, "It's a blind spirit." And he commands the blind spirit out, and the eyes opens. That's what I'm sent here this morning to tell you. The hindrance you are feeling in your finances is not God. God is not against you. If God cripples his own people, who will advance his kingdom? It's not God. There is another kingdom. It's called the kingdom of darkness. They don't want you to rise in this town. They don't want you to be where God wants you to be. So you, but one thing you need to know is that God gave you authority. If you don't use that authority, the devil will be running wild in your property. God gave you an authority. So that's what is happening. You are given dominion, but you don't know the power of your office. You sit on it, and the devil is running wild. You have power to stop him. You can tie him, and he can't move a finger with a spoken word. You can stop him from interfering with your finances. You can stop him from interfering with your business. You know, I think he was here. Was he here? No. It was in your former venue. One day, I threw a challenge, and, you know, some businessmen took it up. I said, any product, anybody has in his shop, he has not been able to sell. It's up to 2 years. I made it worse. 2 years, up to a year minimum. Nobody's trying to come and buy it. I said, I will sell it in 2 weeks. They looked at me. I repeated what I said. I said, if you like, try me. Huh? I think there were 13 guys. They walked up. I said, I have this machine. I imported some. It's been there for over 2 years. Nobody has even. He said, I've wondered why. Inside a lava. The other one came and said, I have this one. This other one said, I said, a small deal. I'll sell it, but you bring 10%. If we have a deal. And if you don't, God will create a bigger problem for you. And they all agreed. I said, lift up your hands. And one actually asked me, how are you going to sell it? Are you a businessman? I said, you don't understand what authority is. If you know what spiritual authority is. Because the man that has authority, like your governor here, does not need to move to arrest a person. All he needs to do is speak it. The forces that do the arresting, the police is there, the other forces, there are some last man will do, there are some other ones will do. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? You have authority. That's what I'm saying to tell you. God gave you dominion over the earth. Over the earth. You have dominion over the earth. He made you in his image and gave you dominion over the earth. And dominion over principalities and powers. Stop crying about witches. Bind them. Stop crying about native doctors. Bind those charms. Stop telling me somebody is trying you from the village. Bind that thing. Of course, you can even do something and you can direct it back to the person. I don't want to touch that part because if I tell you some of the things we have done, they don't even try it anymore. But I remember those days. They are sending you madness. Send it back to the person. You don't need to do it with your words. God gave you authority and God has ability. If you exercise your authority, God exercises his ability. Did you hear what I said? Who has the ability? God. Who has the authority? That's why he gave you the name of Jesus. The power in that name. The power in that name is authority. It's called exousia. The power of the Holy Spirit is ability. The power of the angels is ability. You know how many angels he has. That's what those guys were asking me. I said, you will see what will happen this week. That particular one that asked me that question. Two people just walked in on Tuesday into, and they say it's this machine. That they've been looking for this machine. He said, when I saw how desperate they are to pay, I just said, let me even try something. After all, he's God that is doing it. He added 10% on the price he wanted to sell. So after all, pastor said, well, he just added it on top. The guy paid cash right there. I was relaxing in the office in that yogurt. Next thing, this guy ran in, carrying money in Ghana Must Go. I said, we don't do that here. what are you doing with this? He said, have you forgotten that you gave us assignment the other day? He said, I've sold my own. What happened is, when we exercise authority, angels go to carry it out. I don't have any business going to market, but there are forces in the market, in case you don't know. They invited me one day. In the day, we stopped the activities in that place. You know what the issue? Some Christians came to complain to me that there are some people in Obunia and some other whatever, that they will sell, import new ones, sell, import another one, and they locked other people and they will not sell. I say, who dash monkey banana? Say, go and set a stage in that place. I'm coming in the afternoon. And I came. I said, for now, those who have been selling will stop selling, so that the other ones who are not selling can sell. And we commanded products to clear. You know how many cars that was dashed to me? People sold cars, they come and bring me one. You have the authority. You have it. You are a child of God. Listen, you are a king and a priest. Your kingly office has a power. Where the word of the king is, there is word. Everybody, stand on your feet. You see, all those things that have been hindering you, whether since this year, the hindrances in your career, the hindrances in your marriage, that you, nobody is coming to ask for your hand in marriage, open your mouth and bind it this morning. Open your mouth. This is not a sit-down issue. Command the power that is behind you to be bound. The problems you are facing in your ministry, bind that power. The problem you are facing in the home, bind it.